The New Normal, an advice from Gandalf. It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2020, the last day of the third month, the end of the first quarter. What a hell ride so far. This is a quote from President Trump today. This could be a hell of a bad 2 weeks, or maybe even 3 weeks. This is going to be 3 weeks like we haven't seen before. This is going to be painful. Very, very painful, he added. Here are some numbers. The current U.S. death toll is close to 4,000. That is higher than China's count, although some people say that China isn't telling the whole truth. The United States already has more than 180,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That is more than any other country. When the president warned us to brace for a hell of a bad 2 weeks, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Briks, top infectious disease experts, projected that upwards of 240,000 Americans will die from the virus in the United States if current social distancing guidelines are not followed exactly. The doctors added that the death toll could be lower if we change our lifestyles over the next few weeks. If we don't change our lifestyles, 100,000 to 240,000 of us could die before this pandemic is over. Wow. As sobering as that number is, we should be prepared for it, Fauci said. We have to prepare ourselves. Bottom line, if you are able, stay home. I'm Gloria Moraga.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
There are phrases we are hearing a lot these days. Here's one. We're all getting used to the new normal. For you, what is the new normal? Is it good? Is it really bad? Bottom line, the new normal is better than the alternative. That is death. The way the COVID deaths are described is not your average death. One report says your lungs fill with fluid and you have the horrible sensation of drowning. Oh man, no thank you. So I stay home, distancing myself from other human beings and hating it. Distancing, or social distancing, another new phrase in the new normal in the era of COVID. Communications in the year 2020. Here's a quote from Gloria Moraga. This pandemic sucks. The fear of death from this virus is terrifying. To cope, some people in the United States hoard toilet paper. I don't understand. But I don't understand how the toaster works either. No, I'm not hoarding TP, but I am overeating and sitting slumped in front of the TV binge-watching shows like Ozarks, War of the Worlds, and Little Fires Everywhere. Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon are perfect. War of the Worlds proves if the writing is good, the film will be good. How are you coping? I'm coping, but I am depressed. COVID-19 is a constant companion. The fear of death lingers. This fear has been with me since I was 25 years old and I watched my beloved mother die. Watching the cancer destroy her changed me forever. Working in a newsroom when tragedy would occur and crews would scramble to rush to the scene of an accident or a plane crash or a murder, I would always say, we are all going to die. Horrible, I know. It was and is a coping mechanism. Humor and saying it aloud somehow comforted me. We are all going to die. But like Gandalf says to Frodo in Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, what matters is how we spend the time we have left. Here's my new normal, or how I'm spending the time I have left. I'm obeying the stay-at-home order. My daughter and her two children live with me. My daughter is now working from home. Her three-year-old, preschool and daycare are closed. My 12-year-old grandson's school is also closed for the rest of this term, but he's going to begin learning online. And I work from home. So there are five people living at home full-time, 24/7. Also sharing the household, two cats, Jolie and Gypsy Gravy, my dog Thor, and a gecko named Puxley. He's the best pet in the world. Right now, with Trump and Fauci and everybody saying, get ready, brace yourself, there's no relief in sight. We, speaking for us, are lucky. We have a home, we have food, we have Wi-Fi. I'm spending time with people I love. So what's the problem? I'm spending all my time with people I love. Okay, no problem. But we are all going to die. Now, my idea of a good death is having a fantastic day at the beach, making love to a sexy man, and swimming laps in the pool, and having a great home-cooked meal, barbecue chicken, steak, and mashed potatoes. For dessert, pie or cake. Then falling asleep and peacefully passing away and waking up in heaven with my mom and my dog Osgood and my cat Clinton. Okay, this episode is not about death per se. It's about communications in the digital age in 2020, in all the new phrases and new words, new normal, social distancing, flatten the curve, stay at home, COVID-19, death, fear. Fear that is heightened by the flood of information that is wrong and the feeling that the so-called experts know nothing. Our leaders never have leadership moments. Fear that they are lying. I search for the truth online. I'm frustrated that I can't personally call Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert myself. I interviewed Dr. Fauci dozens of times when I was a reporter in Washington, D.C. I was covering the AIDS epidemic, and I got to know Dr. Fauci very well. I know he is brilliant, and he does not lie or pull punches. So I believe what he says. And today he said, 100,000 to 240,000 U.S. citizens could die. I believe him. Still, I worry about Dr. Fauci and the pressure he is under from the nincompoops running the country. My new normal is also watching the news media with disgust. On one side, there are only scare tactics. On the other side, there are lies as they downplay what the administration is doing. We need good journalism more than ever. It's a sorry substitute, but we do have digital. We have movies. We have YouTube. We have podcasts. I'm going to watch Lord of the Rings and ponder what to do with the time I have left. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do Atkins. And I'm going to scrub my house down. I'm going to love my family near and far. I'm using FaceTime and Zoom. I'm launching a second podcast with a friend. Please subscribe to this podcast and the new one, and please share. I'm going to post as much as humanly possible beginning tomorrow, April 1st, 2020. April, my favorite month. It's my birthday month. Please stay safe. Embrace your life, but don't embrace any people. Decide what you want to do with the time we have left. For me, right now, before my diet begins, I'm going to eat a cookie that my grandson just gave me. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one, communications in the digital age. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.